A man's balls are such a potent symbol of the state of his self-concept. Just think about the different ways that balls are referred to colloquially. He's got balls. For someone who's got courage or moxie. The way men of certain subcultures will grab their balls as a gesture of contempt or pride or invitation. I think my favorite is grab life by the balls, as in take hold of your life and control it. Or maybe it could be she's got my balls in her purse, a means of expressing a man's helplessness against a woman in his life. I bet my favorites don't surprise you. The point is, when you control a man's balls, whether what comes out of them or what you do with them, you control the man. I have great affection for all manner of orgasm denial and delay games, and get a great deal of titillation from administering CBT. But there's something in between which involves not exactly pain and not exactly the aching pleasure of denial. Call it restraint. In the world of ball restraint and control, my favorite device is the humbler. The humbler, not often used in my femdom phone sex sessions. But I'd like to see that change. Google humbler plus BDSM or humbler plus CBT, and you'll find graphic depictions of what a humbler is and what it does. But to supplement the images you'll find, here is the description via Wikipedia. A humbler is a BDSM physical restraint device used to restrict the movement of a submissive male participant in a BDSM scene. The humbler consists of a testicle cuff device that clamps around the base of the scrotum, mounted in the center of a bar that passes behind the thighs at the base of the buttocks. This forces the wearer to keep his legs folded forward, as any attempt to straighten the legs even slightly pulls hard on the scrotum, causing considerable discomfort. But Miss Rachel, you said it wasn't about pain. Focusing on the considerable discomfort line? Well now, that's only true if you make a move you're not supposed to make. And as a submissive, you're already familiar with consequences for inappropriate actions. As long as you figure out and maintain the correct posture as you carefully crawl around the floor for me, possibly on a collar and leash, you'll be just fine. I won't hide the fact that part of my pleasure comes from the, difficulty you might have in finding the ideal positioning for your body. Exactly how wide apart to keep your knees as you crawl. How short to make the steps. How much or how little to arch your back. But you're lucky. I'm not there. Just hoping to enjoy your predicament via webcam as you find your way. If I were there with you, I can't say I wouldn't seek to make your hands and knees trek around the room more challenging via a vibrating ass plug, a paddle, or even the sole of my boot applied to your vulnerable backside and balls. No doubt some of you reading this are throbbing with arousal and trepidation because you're sluts for exactly this type of predicament. If that's you, dear reader, please do add a lovely humbler to your toy arsenal and then get in touch with me right away. If you'd like to learn more about my fantasies and kinks, please feel free to visit my personal blog at sensual-dom.com. Bye now.